Hello, listeners, and welcome back to George's Cabinet of Curiosities, the podcast serving you poetry, fiction, and much more. This episode is dedicated to Rob Searle, a wonderful friend who we sadly lost almost 2 years ago. And this is a poem I wrote in remembrance of Rob. Ashes at Sunset. Rob doesn't smoke, but as my fingers scoot tobacco into the confines of white paper, his drop a tea bag into a mug, click the plastic switch on the kettle. Rob doesn't smoke, but the steam that rolls from his mug to mine snakes and entwines around tired eyes, lapsed silence and smoke from my cigarette. Sunlight sinks, burdened heavy with its own blood-red malaise. It strikes the lines on his face and this moment becomes etched in time. My cigarette smoke and incense offered up to the darkening sky in gratitude for this chair, this grass beneath our feet, these steaming mugs cupped in our hands, and we too sharing a cuppa in a garden in Chipstead. Sunlight sinks, setting the furrows in his brow ablaze, and I think of all the days he shared with me through tales, memories sandwiched in between roast dinners and putting the world to rights, and Yorkshires with maple syrup held in the deep wells of warm batter. He tells me things I never knew I didn't know, and shows me he's made things from scratch, a 3-foot cactus, a life-size horse. Wasn't he just larger than life? Rob doesn't smoke, but his engine growls, and when mine makes a sound like a stick-wielding child rattling wood along metal railings, he tells me I need to check my oil, and checks my oil, and tops up my oil, and reminds me to check my oil in 3 months' time, and then tells me to buy a new car. Rob doesn't smoke, but he nips next door to pinch a pack of fags so that when I'm a mess, frantic, because, then I'll have somewhere to sit and pick the sores without judgment. Rob doesn't smoke, but he lives like he's the brightest thing in the universe, a star blazing its colours across time without a thought of holding back or holding on to some of that special he's got, because there's plenty to go around. Rob didn't smoke, but they did cremate him. At least they made ashes of his bones, a funeral pyre of leftover components that were never more than a transient home, scaffolding that meant that he could hold a space for all those who needed him. Rob doesn't smoke. Rob doesn't make his tea or roasts or declarations of wild magnanimous pride and love, and he doesn't tell us stories. He doesn't have the bones to hold him up or hold his arms out for a hug. And I can't hear him tell me that it'll all be okay unless I listen very carefully. And then he's there in a click and steaming mugs and 3-foot cacti and horses' heads and Yorkshire puds in the setting sun of late summer days, holding space, holding hearts, holding us.